Here's a catchy headline. Something's changing the shape of the Earth, and no one knows what. Well, it's a bit more complicated than that, but in fact, some scientists have noticed that the Earth is getting a new midriff bulge. NPR's Christopher Joyce has our report on this geophysical puzzle.
You're back in science class in high school. The teacher has just asked one of those really stupid questions that freezes you in your seat because it has to be a trap. Like, what's the shape of the Earth? If you went to school within the past few decades, you should have known that it's not exactly spherical like a ball. Think Halloween. Think pumpkin, but not quite that paunchy. Christopher Cox is a geophysicist at Raytheon Corporation who knows why the Earth is not round, but actually oblate. In part, the Earth's rotation is to blame, but the Earth was also squished during the last ice age by huge ice sheets at the North and South Poles.
These ice sheets were extremely massive. They were kilometers thick. And their effect on the Earth was much like taking a rubber playground ball and pressing your thumb into it. And you press in the poles, and the equator kind of squeezes out.
Those ice sheets melted about 10,000 years ago, and ever since, the Earth has been making a comeback. It's called post-glacial rebound. It's bouncing back to a more rounded shape. Well, maybe not bouncing. Oozing, perhaps. It takes a long time because it's mostly solid and molten rock that's rebounding. In 1998, satellites that map variations in the Earth's gravitational field showed something very strange. A big chunk of the Earth's mass was moving back toward the equator. At first, Cox couldn't believe it.
It was so different from what came before, we were thinking, well, you know, maybe we made a mistake.
Cox and fellow geophysicist Benjamin Chow at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center spent 4 years checking the gravity data. They couldn't find a mistake. This looked real. The inside of the Earth, the core and mantle, was still moving toward the poles, but some part of the outer crust was now going the other way, toward the equator. Could it be ice melting and running off the continents? Cox didn't think so. It would have to be a lot of ice.
So we have a bit of a conundrum. You know, you could think of a block of ice that's like 10 kilometers on a side and 5 kilometers high. You'd have to take and throw that off of either Greenland or Antarctica and throw it into the ocean. And we have not seen the effect on global sea level that that would cause.
But Chow says the ocean was still the best place to look for an explanation.
We always believed something this big can most likely come from the ocean. And we looked long and hard into those data and found a smoking gun in the Pacific.
What they think they've seen is a massive shift of water away from the northern Pacific. For some reason, it moved toward the equator. Chow describes it as a kind of slow, one-way sloshing.
There's no theory to predict this. This is something very new to all of us. So we can't predict what's going to happen.
These findings appear in the latest issue of the journal Science. Experts who study how changes in the Earth affect gravity say Cox and Chow are onto something, but they're not sure what. Michael Watkins helped engineer the latest gravity-sensing satellites at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
It looks like something funny is going on, but it's hard to say. It's definitely the ocean.
Watkins says long-term changes in ocean tides often alter the gravitational field. So can the weather. There have been quirky shifts before, but never this big. An answer may lie with a project called GRACE. It's a pair of NASA satellites now orbiting the Earth. They dip and rise ever so slightly according to minute changes in the Earth's gravitational pull underneath. Watkins suspects this new tool should be able to determine whether the Earth really is getting a pot belly, and if so, why. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.